Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's bringing you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena. Today, we're going to talk about different ministries and what's going on the industry and what we have just going on who's praising God and what they're doing. And we want to know about it here on Anointed Sounds Radio. So we want you to stay tuned for much, much more hits, as well as we're going to be having a special guest on. Let's see if we have our special guest on with us today. Are you here?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, my sister?
I am doing fine. How you doing today?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. Amen.
All right. Well, just tell the listening audience who you are and just a little bit so far about your ministry so we can get into the dialogue for the day.
Well, my name is Cliff Huxtable, Apostle Cliff Huxtable. I'm called and sent, chosen of God, and I've chosen to choose him as well and move forward and walk in the greatness that is Christ. Basically, me and my wife came out here from California and believed God all the way that he was going to establish us in a ministry. And so we've had a life in Christ for a while in California, but we also made an extension of that. Well, God made an extension of that called Dove Ministries, Doers of Victorious Evangelism. And so after about a year or so, matter of fact, last month it would be a year since we've been here, God has finally connected us with some great men and women of God out in Atlanta, off the 20 freeway off of Moreland Avenue, Blessed Assurance Cathedral, and we're out there just praising God and doing all kinds of things for the ministry. And of course, we're doing the Holy Hip Hop. We're supporters of the Holy Hip Hop. I want to put emphasis on that because we want to be open to all that God has for us. And we do praise and worship and everything, and we have the traditional songs, and we even got the R&B type gospel going. But we want to put emphasis on the Holy Hip Hop because these are young men and women as well as mature saints of God that are using their talent for the Lord. They could be out there using it for the world, but they decided to, and God has made it possible for them to use that talent for the world. So I'm here to commend, and I had been involved with music many, many years ago, secular type music, but after I finally realized that, of course, that wasn't for me, and started pursuing and seeking the kingdom of God first in my life, I got into ministry real deep and started preaching the word on the streets. Amen. The streets have been my pulpit, and the streets will continue to be my pulpit. But I forgot all about being a rapper. I did, you know, but when I was rapping, I was doing positive rap, you know, stay in school, safe sex, don't drive drunk type issues. But, of course, that was back in the day, and it wasn't very popular. But now God has turned everything around, and we can even add the word of God to the truth of positivity in one's life and how we can bring it into the natural. This is the kingdom. This is kingdom increase. This is kingdom business. All things belong to God. So we must also include the rappers because that's what music
Amen.
Is.
So Cliff,
even the regular lyrics is poetry.
So Cliff, you're saying that your church caters more to the youth as far as you say you bring rap and so forth in your church. Is that correct?
Well, we, of course, cater to everybody. The youth, they're our major, something that's major in the kingdom that needs to be addressed at all times. But also us mature saints, we need to be loved on as well. We need to be exposed to the things of God that we have within us, because we've got praise dancers. We got all kinds of different ministries going forth, but we embrace everything. We're doing a couple of youth events with some other churches, and we're excited about it. And the youth are always going to get catered to, but we're trying to move into the next dimension of understanding for the mature saints.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's so interesting that you. That's so interesting that you're saying that, because you have a lot of churches go to the thing, go to the far as doing church differently, and it's actually a church called Doing Church Differently.
Right.
And they're trying to reach more toward the youth day and age, but how do you deal with, as a rapper yourself and dealing with holy hip-hop, how do you deal with those who criticize those type of ministries, think that's really not the word of God?
Well, first of all, I'm going to count in all joy that they when they criticize me, because I'm sharing in the suffering of Jesus Christ. Because if they know me and if they know our Father, they would know that even this is of God and from God. So I thank God for those individuals that have shunned us, which didn't do nothing but make us stronger, because it's better to obey God than man. And if God told us to do something or has opened the door and allowed us to initiate our talent through whatever vehicle, we're going to do it as a creative vehicle, as a creative tool of Christ. And so, you know, as long as we stay spiritual in everything that we do, He's going to bring the increase, because that's He's obligated to that. He's got to take care of His children. He's got to add and take care of His business as we oversee. And so, you know, I just like to say I count in all joy for those people that are in the church that persecuted us as well, because just like Jesus, who got kicked out of the synagogue, we're on that level, amen.
And I'm just glad that you're on today. Those who are just tuning in to the Anointed Thoughts Show, and we're talking about this ministry. We have, you know, on Anointed Thoughts, we bring many different ministries on here, because, you know, we have there's different genres of music, as you can say now, in the gospel industry. There's urban inspirational. Mm-hmm. There's urban contemporary Christian. We have holy hip-hop. You have urban. I mean, so many that are out there. And my view is that we need to cater who need to be saved. Because if we're ministering to those who are in the church and four walls every Sunday and they're claimed to be saved, then we're not doing the duty of the Lord. We need to go outside
Pastor.
Those four walls and minister to those who don't understand. So
yes, ma'am.
It's very interesting that you talk about that. Now, tell some people, now you said your ministry is located in Atlanta.
It's off of Moreland,
tell us about
yes.
your ministry and the location. Tell us a little bit more about your ministry.
Well, the ministry has been with us for a while, and What Alive Through Christ is basically a street ministry that allows people to really be taught the Word of God from God, not necessarily from Cliff. You can look at me as an oracle or as someone speaking of God and everything, but it's from God. Because this is a generation that is taught of God. Men have let down men so long now that even the women God has had to strengthen the women to come up to the forefront. And that's fine with me. You know what I mean? He's going to continue to do what he's set forth to do by all means necessary. And so as Alive Through Christ was birthed, through trials and tribulations, struggles, disobedience, obedience, commitment, recommitment, you know what I mean? The Life Through Christ ministry is to try to let people know that even though they're struggling with this and they're doing this, they're still called of God. They're only alive through Christ. You're walking around now, dead men and women, if you don't have Christ. And so when you turn your life over to Christ and become part of the ministry that we have, that God has given us, that's what you fall up under, the alive through Christ saying, or the term that said, hey, no matter what, I'm alive through Christ as long as I stay in Christ. Amen. And so it's just basically a street ministry.
Amen. Now, when you're actually ministering, especially through song, what is some of the things that come to your mind? What are you actually writing about? Because a lot of people have asked me this question, being an artist as well. What comes first, the lyric or the music? Where do you get your motive to write your music or to write your rap?
Well, first of all, there's no one way to write music or write anything as far as, or even paint or anything creative. There's no set pattern or way of doing anything. I said, hold on, I'm just getting dropped off here at the TV station here in Norcross. But what happens for me is that the Lord basically, and there's been times when I'm like, okay, I want to write another song, and nothing comes to me. Then as I'm just walking throughout my day and everything, something comes to me. And thank God for technology, I break out my phone and I record what comes to me. And the song that I believe you have, that that I wrote on that, is it's partly my testimony. The first part is my testimony of, you know, where God brought me from, and then the second part, second verse, is the just, you know, acknowledging and honoring those who He's already sent, the different musicians, Kirk Franklin, the Grits, Fred Hammond. You know, following up, you know, I also listen to what they call alternative gospel or alternative rock gospel. So, you know, I gave it up for a few people, like, and as well as some pastors and so on and so forth. And then last verse is just talking about people with poverty-stricken spirits, that, you know, it's okay not to be in love with money, because we shouldn't be in love with money, but it's okay to have money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because He gave us power to obtain wealth. And so, you know, that was something that God addressed as far as, you know, individuals that have poverty-stricken spirits. But there's really no set formula. It just kind of comes to me. And then whenever it comes to me, I just am in position to either write it down or speak it into my recorder.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
For that. Those who are just tuning in to us, we're talking to Cliff Huskable about his ministry. And, you know, like I said earlier, we always bring individuals on to talk about their ministries and what they're doing to help promote the kingdom, and not self, but to promote the kingdom. Now,
Amen.
A lot of artists that come on the station, we ask them, do you think that the gospel industry now is turning more to Hollywood?
Well, of course. Of course. It's been trying to get into Hollywood for years, you know, and being somebody who worked both behind the scenes and also at times in front of the camera in Hollywood, I've worked on staging and lighting and different kind of showcases and things where I was around celebrities. And I've been to the BET Awards, where Yolanda Adams showed up and things like that, you know. So, yeah, they have to be careful, because the devil is tremendously tricky, in the sense that, you know, you start getting into Hollywood, understand your purpose while you're there. We're there to draw them, not for them to draw us. And it doesn't matter what age you're in. You can be a 20-year-old, or you can be a 80-year-old person and still get drawn into that. You know, so
Amen.
Of course it's got to go. We've got to go Hollywood, because there's so many lost souls in there that have traded. What's the word of God says? What does a man gain? He's gonna lose his life if he gains the world. You know what I mean? So
right.
They think they've gained the world, but they've lost their soul. Amen.
Well, we want to thank you so much for speaking about your ministry today. Is there anything that you would like to leave to listening artists, to those who may have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior? Is there any advice? You know, you told us a little bit about your background and where you came from, but is there any advice to those who may want to come to Christ but afraid, or anything you'd like to say to listening audience today?
All I can say, sister, is that when you get tired of being tired, there's somebody that you can rest in, and it's Jesus. You come to Him. Of course, it's going to be scary, because it may or may not be a new thing, and you may or may not have been hurt in the past. But even living life day to day is a new experience. So if this is something that's new for you, embrace it. Embrace it. It's not here to hurt you. He said, above all things, I wish you to prosper as your soul prospers. So His plans for you are to do good and not harm. So when you come to him, understand that he's here to love on you like no one's ever loved on you, and he's here to elevate you to the greatness that you may or may not know that's inside of you. But he's opened the door for you to do great things. And there's a DJ out here on one of the radio stations that he always ends his show. And I love the quote. He says, if you can't do great things, do small things in a great way. And that's I love that phrase. I listen to all the DJs that's on there. And that phrase right there stuck to my heart, because that's what Alive Through Christ and Dove Ministry does. We may have big churches and sanctuaries where we preach at and stuff like that, but when we're on the streets and we touch that soul, that homeless person that nobody's reaching out to, when we touch that young teenager that is battling with going back home after running away, you know what I mean? Those are the little things that we do in a great way. And I'm not in no way bragging on myself. I brag only on Jesus Christ, his blood, his death, and resurrection. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on the Anointed Talks and on the Conference.
I appreciate you having me.
No problem for tuning in. And one more time, to give the information to your church, church times, or when people can come fellowship to you. And I know you have an upcoming event coming up, I think, next weekend. So
yes.
Let them know about that before we get off there.
Amen. Our church is Abundant. Praise the Lord. Our church out in Atlanta is Blessed Assurance Cathedral. It's 183 Moreland Avenue, right off the 20 freeway. The service time is 11 o'clock. We got an evening service at 5 o'clock. Feel free to give us a call anytime. Our phone number is 678-754-4514. We do have an event coming up out here in College Park. We're having a ministry business mixer, or they like to call it a jamboree. And we're on MySpace. You can go on there and see us. It's What's Your MySpace? MySpace.com/What's Your MySpace TV. And that's a what's without, that's what's without the apostrophe. So that's What's Your MySpace TV, and you can get all the information on us, all right? We love y'all.
And thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I want to thank everybody for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more. Don't you go anywhere.
You know he's the reason.
Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like running. When ain't nothing chasing me. Sometimes I feel real warm. Sometimes the feeling's gone. Sometimes my heart's real heavy. In my relationship with you. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
much more. Let me tell you, we have a lot going on the big station. You make sure you stay tuned to us at www.anointedsounds.com. You want to make sure you listen to us 24 hours a day. We have the Anointed Thought Show that comes on Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then you have On the Air with Earl Hall coming on, along with Ms. Audrey LeGrand coming on Tuesday and Thursdays about how to get out of job jail. We know Christians need to know how to get out of job jail. We have some that may have been laid off. You have some issues that's going on. So make sure you always stay tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio Station, bringing the hits and much, much more. If you have a request, you can send us an email at radio@anointedsounds.com, and we'll make sure we put you on the air so don't you go anywhere. I'll play you the hits and much, much more. Feel free to give us a call, 646-378-1119 on your big station, Anointed Sounds Radio.
First, baby, not a gospel, but of my life, I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week, I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right, and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn. So I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I'll lift my hands and say
yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's been so good to me. Believe I can say
yes. Yeah, do your
oh,
yeah, do your best.
Oh, now I wanna make it clear, I'm not being indecisive. The vow that I made to the Lord, I won't take it back.
station bringing you the hits and much, much more. Anointed Sounds Radio. What's up, Kingdom Outreach in the chat room? I'm telling you, 24 hours a day on anointedsounds.com. That's S-O-U-N-D-Z. We had Clifford Huxtable on the line earlier. Not Cliff Huxtable from the Huxtable, it's the Cosby Show. But he's actually a minister who was talking about his ministry and what he's doing for the kingdom. So make sure you stay with us. If you have some requests, if you'd like to be a part of our show on Anointed Sounds, we have many different shows. We have the Anointed Thought Show. We have Miss Audrey LeGrand. We have On the Air with Earl Hall, DJ Lace spinning the tunes at 9 o'clock on Anointed Sounds Radio. That's www.anointedsounds.com. We're now broadcasting what? Live in 34 countries, 52 metro areas in the U.S. So you want to make sure you stay tuned to us, bring you the hits and much, much more to Girl Elaina Sanders. Also, you can go to my website, www.elainaalainasanders.com. Thank those who supported me, who bought my album and my CD. I'm telling you, God has been blessing, truly, truly blessing. So make sure you always stay tuned to us. I apologize, we have to go. But I'm going to leave you with some tunes. Holy Boy, God, Church, so don't go anywhere right here on Anointed Sounds Radio.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm chasing after you. I'm a God. Chasing the heart of God. I'm a God chaser. Chasing the heart of God. I long to do your will, Jesus. I'm chasing the heart of God. I long to see your face. I chase your heart, oh God. I'm a chaser. Oh, chaser. I'm a chaser. I'm a God chaser. I'm a your face, just as you and I, woo, we've fallen short of His glory. I'm a God chaser, yes I am, chasing the heart of God. I'm a God chaser.
I'm a chaser.
Set alone.